Okay. We'll see how this does stuck in the pocket. You need to encourage jobs over here. This is a normal method that the government should have to make it happen, which is, you know, to make a trade deal with different countries. Let me tell you, China is shaking its boots today. And it's because he's the person, Trump is the person who we don't have anything. He's got more and better and smarter than you. All you have is cheaper. You know, we can call that. I put a tariff on everything of yours that comes in here. That's right. You're not sick anymore. We would have to compete with America on equal ground. I think China's going to have to do a whole lot better about quality. And trust me when they say, oh, he's a China is going to come begging with their hat in their hand, like, please, let's negotiate something good on industry just about when you bust. We found out this was your attitude about things. Yeah. China's going to do things. See how powerful we are? They'll be saying, please let us have a place to table. Please. You guys are, wow. Stay here and give up their industry. We'll make sure we give them the opportunity to be rewarded handsomely. And that's all she wrote, baby. You go, these are really simple concepts. Trust me, the Chinese know about it just fine. they're scared to death because right now what affluence there is in China is usually engaged in getting American goods. Going to be more like America. And if they say, well, you try, but your best bet is to do whatever it takes to get to America, to be able to stay, you got to do so under certain conditions. Because that's fine. Out of the business of propping up the economy. The government seems to make sure that our goods and services are competitive with other places. This diplomat is a diplomat that says, okay, my door's open. Every other country is respectfully waiting quietly behind that door and saying, yes, sir, Mr. American diplomat, sir. Yes, sir, we... We want to renegotiate our trade deal with you. We want to negotiate that tariff. You tell us what you want us to do, and we'll do it. Because, for starters, the United States of America is the most significant market in the world, and we need to take advantage of that. We talked about trade deficits and stuff like that. I don't even know why that's discussed. Because if our government is taxing everything that comes in through those ways, that's why we have customs houses. I know people don't think about those much anymore. But they're very serious. Penalties have to be paid. Things have to flow across the border. You want to be paid like five, equivalent of five people in another part of the world. We're going to require you to put out the work for at least two of them. We'll tax the other three. You know, make it work. Government all of a sudden flush and beautiful. And like you said, these guys will come to half their hands. here in territory. So they get their product in the United States at a price that will sell. Let me tell you, to be on that side of that divide is amazing. These free trade agreements, they are a boon for poor countries. It's kind of a stupid thing for rich countries to do. The government's job is to get top dollar. We gotta pay off that. Remember one way? Stop stealing from us. We'll have all these stupid wars all over the place. We're trying to be the weird rain down hellfire from the sky top. We're trying to be the global Dirty Harry. I'll save us some money. Quit taxing productivity. That's silly upcycle productivity right there. Don't do it. You're going to make a lot of money? If you encourage them to make more, that's very little. In fact, everybody's very little. I like a flat tax, but it's very flat, very low. Like maybe 5%. And you go, we can't afford all the programs. And you go, well, either get rid of them and appeal to better people's better nature. I know a liberal can do that. The only people that have a good nature is them. And they only have a good nature when they're giving stuff for, when they're giving up other people's money besides theirs. Good work. Okay. I'm going out. Don't give up. There we go. No surrender. What a diplomat, something better to do than sit around and go to parties all day. Just be everybody, you know, indulgent mother. You need to be everybody's rich uncle. Doesn't really sympathize with you, so you're not one of his kids. So you're not gonna give them what you're to, you know, you're going to take care of your concern. You can go get them. And then, of course, what's left over, you can be dinner in place. Right now, you have no leftovers. You're active in deep depth. And we need to get out of it. So right now it's like, well, maybe she's giving hardly anything for him. In fact, I don't give a darn thing anymore. Put down the whole operation. Liberal, put your money where your mouth is. Planned Parenthood? I don't see it. We've criminalized an abortion. I don't think it's going to happen. But I'm not going to pay for it anymore. You want to do abortion? You guys can talk about it. True believers, it's so interesting to see how true belief really is. There's one element that seems to have a song but it's not your money. So that's in your pocket. You start getting a little choosy about things, which is right. That's the way it should be. Liberals think that there's an everlasting pot of money. They're giving it up and spend every little bit of it. And then they guilt everybody that they're not giving up. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? I throw you out of my house. I don't give a little credit. I think the church, because this is God's holy church. Can't do it. Otherwise, nope. It ends up being more about helping people afford going to the temple, making sure there's loyalty or things like that. Giving to America is not giving to God. Giving to America means you put up the American people before you put together other people. Oh,